Students, and we just finished our role with the health expert. It's Alia, and Mitu, and Asha. Now, what do you do today?
Today, we brought food to sell it. So lots of people came to our stall, and they bought our food, and they told us it was really delicious, and they appreciate us. It's too good, and to have different culture food. So we really enjoyed it. Okay. And we sold a lot of food.
So you had a good time?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Thank
now,
you.
Tell me, what sort of food did you prepare?
Today I made chicken saslik. Everyone likes my chicken saslik, and they like to eat my chicken saslik, and I'm very happy because I thought nobody would like my food, but it's totally different to happen. Everyone liked my food, and many said to me, how can you prepare this? And I told them, this is very good. I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You came a bit late, but you brought some delicious, what were they?
Vegetable rolls.
And I think they sold very quickly.
Yeah. In half an hour.
Very good. Did you talk to people?
Yeah. I thought that I did. I will not come today because I want the Easter day excursion. But my body, I feel not good.
Oh, you feel sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you felt sick after yesterday?
Yesterday.
Maybe you were too tired?
Yeah.
Hmm. So what happened? You got up and then you thought, oh, I'm coming anyway.
Yeah.
So had you prepared your food?
Yeah, morning.
Oh, how long did it take you?
3 hours.
3 hours. Oh my God, that's a long time. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
What type of things you put in your vegetable roll?
Carrot, cauliflower, potato, bread. Spices.
And how do you cook it? Like a deep fry or oven or grill?
No, oven.
In the oven. Also very healthy too. Yeah. Maybe you can write the recipes of what you prepared, and we will put the recipes in our blogs.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Be very healthy. So was it a good activity to do?
Yes, of course.
Do you think you practiced your English?
Yes, because we spoke a lot.
We spoke a lot to our customers. 26 customers.
Oh, you counted them?
Yes.
Oh, it's so funny.
Because I met 26 chicken saslik, and all of them sold. So,
what about the money? Because you were collecting the vouchers.
Yes.
So how much money did your group make?
$163.
Fantastic.
Yes,
that's very
lots
good.
Of money. Yeah.
And do you remember, Ed, or do you know what the money is for?
For excursion or health.
No.
Mm-hmm. For the student association.
For the student association, but they are donating the money to a charity.
Okay.
Do you remember the charity?
Aussie Helpers.
Aussie Helpers, yeah. Do you know who they help?
Actually, she told that then, but I... The farmers?
Farmers who have lost money, and they're in a very bad financial situation because of the drought or the floods.
Oh.
Yep. We were talking before about how much money you made, which is fantastic. You made quite a lot of money, your group.
Yeah, I just asked level 2. They cost $104. We got a lot.
You got more.
Yeah, we got more.
100.
And almost 170.
163.
Yeah,
yes.
Well done. What were you doing?
Oh, yeah, just selling raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets?
Raffle ticket. Yeah, I get quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
What?
Did you count it?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, but you got quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, like $20, $10 and all coin, but I didn't count it.
And Desi, there you were also selling tickets. Yeah. Do you sell lots?
Yeah, I sell a lot of tickets.
Do you know how much money you made?
No, I don't count it.
You didn't have time to count it.
Yes.
Do you practice your English?
Yes, many time with the client.
Clients.
Yeah, I try to ask them to buy tickets
and
to and explain what
they had to do.
Yeah, what they had to do about ticket and. Yeah, and they agree with me.
Good.
Yeah.
John, what happened to your beans?
Beans, that's, I tried to find the beans in Rockdale. I didn't find anything.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes.
Did you talk to anyone? Did you interview any of the people in the health expo?
Yes. I have interviewed a woman about swimming.
Swimming. Are you interested in swimming?
Yeah, swimming. I was interested in the swimming.
And
I'm a swimmer.
Oh, great. So she was telling you about the squats.
Yeah, squat school.
Oh, you should join.
Yes.
Yeah. Igor, Andrea. What were you doing with Andrea?
We gave black bags and give application form when you must fill in and put stamps if you want win.
To win a prize. Do you know what the price is?
Yeah.
What's the price?
An iPod, $50 by petrol, and $20 by cotton.
At the canteen?
Canteen, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Did you have a good time?
Yes, but very interesting for me.
Oh, good. Thank you. And B, you were with the food.
Yes.
What do you think about the experience?
Yeah, I think it's nice to meet people to how to ask them to be to say to buy or to sell for them or like serve anything. Yeah,
so did you use your English?
Yeah, some.
I think you were also talking to the Aussie helpers lady.
Oh yeah,
you interviewed her.
Yes, from the first one who would make what she did for food for people
in they have problem with wood fire last time in Victoria, right? Yeah, and then they collect money and then to help them, help animal, everything they can help.
Yeah. You were there too. Do you remember anything else about that lady?
Travel ticket now when I was borrow her pen and she helped us to fill up the form.
And teachers help how to write the form.
Oh, she helped you.
Yeah, and explain what's mean the this question. And,
Oh, that's good. And Nunung, did you interview anyone?
Yeah, we did an interview with Desiree.
Who did you talk to?
Asthma Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and drunk and alcohol. It's very interesting.
So we have to listen to those podcasts.
Yeah, maybe that's important.
Yeah. So thanks a lot, everyone, for your effort.